hiding out.
That is from America's Got Talent. That is Joseph Hall and his Elvis Rock and Remember show. And he is joining me. Joseph, good morning to you today.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, real good. Elvis, obviously, you have a... When did you discover, I guess what, if you always... You had this look, and that's almost that little... That little look in that face, and the look in the face, and that look in the lips, that kind of sneering lip that Elvis had. You know, how did you become basically the Elvis reincarnation is what I called it earlier.
Well, you know, my dad lived in Las Vegas, and I was 21 years old, and I was out there and I saw a show called Legends in Concert, and there's a Elvis guy that evening, and he just blew my mind away. And I thought, if Elvis was anything like this guy, I said, I got to check this out. And just about that time, YouTube was becoming very popular. So I started researching Elvis, and I started to come across all sorts of rare footage and photos. And I just instantly fell in love right there. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it a try.
And now the America's Got Talent segment, or you, as I said, how did you end up on America's Got Talent?
You know what? I didn't realize I was going to audition for America's Got Talent. My dad had told me I had a private engagement in Chicago, which is where I did the screen test. And when I got there, he'd given me the address. And the address ended up being this huge building down by Navy Pier. And there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people wrapped around this building. And there I was, just sitting in line for about 8 hours in black leather until I got to go inside and see the producers. And from there, they gave me 90 seconds to do my Elvis act. And they liked it and sent me to L.A., and that's what you saw.
All right. Now, so you're the show Rock and Remember. You cover all of the Elvis era. Obviously, Hound Dog goes back to the very, very beginning. But you know, I bet you go to, you go from the beginning to the end of the Elvis era, don't you?
I do. I'm a huge Elvis fan. I'm a big Elvis fan, and you know, for me, it's very hard to just sort of pick one era. So I like to sing 50 songs in the 60s and the 70s. I like to go all the way across the board.
So again, now when you do the show, okay, now do you have instrumentation with you, or is that recorded instrumentation, or what? How's that work?
It's all recorded instrumentals. I was in a band in Branson. We had a show in Branson for 6 years, and before I left Branson, I had my band record all the music from our show, and so all the music that you hear is all been recorded in the studio by live musicians, and I mean it's top notch.
And again, now you were down in Branson, but if I'm right, you're from Lincoln, Nebraska. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, originally from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, and how many shows do you do? How often are you on the road? You're in Burlington on Friday night, but how often are you on the road now?
We do about 100 shows a year.
Wow.
So we stay busy just about every weekend. We are on the road somewhere in another state.
And
I love it. I love it. I've been doing it for 13 years, and I absolutely love it. You know, growing up, never in my wildest dreams I thought I'd be doing Elvis for a living. You know, they don't offer that in career class, you know, and it just kind of happened. And after America's Got Talent, we just kind of rolled with it and see how far can we go with this. And here we are 13 years later, still rocking and rolling, man. I love it.
Wow. And you know, that outfit you were walking in on, that leather, that all black leather outfit, Elvis did a TV special in 1968 when he came back, and that was that was pretty. That was probably one of his probably his biggest comeback in terms performing, wasn't it?
It sure was. I mean, that comeback sort of revitalized his entire career.
And he did a lot of movies.
He did.
You know, I'm not sure. I guess the question was, and you know, and he had a lot of you know, I guess when you think of Elvis, you think, you know, what a great talent, but you know, he had a tendency to really put his body through a lot of strain, didn't he?
He did. You know, Elvis, I once read a quote that Elvis said something like, you know, he just can't help but move to the beat of the music. You know, whether it's his legs or his hips or his arm swinging. I mean, it all came very natural to Elvis. And I think that's just what the whole history about Elvis Presley was. You know, when you research it, there was just nobody like him. Elvis Presley was the original. He was the original. He was sort of the blueprint of it all. And, you know, artists that have come after him have sort of taken from that blueprint and made it their own. And I'm very fortunate to be able to pay tribute to my musical hero, Elvis Presley. And I am so looking forward to coming to the Capitol Theater. And I'm so looking forward to doing our show. We're going to have multiple costume changes. We're going to be throwing out teddy bears to the audience, scarves to the ladies. I mean, it's a two-hour celebration of Elvis Presley. That's exactly what it is.
Wow, the American America's Got Talent. The screams, continuous screams, is that pretty common in your show?
You know, I hear them in my head, yeah. Some venues it's louder than others, but, you know, it's all in good fun. It's a family-friendly show,
and you've been doing
it. Come on out.
Yeah, you've been doing the show for a number of years. Is it the kind of thing, I mean, I guess what? Is this the kind of thing you intend to keep doing for, how many years do you keep on playing Elvis?
As long as my hips don't give out, I'll do it as long as I can.
All right. Well, Joseph Hall, Rock and Remember Show. It's at 7:30 Capitol Theater this Friday night. And again, Joseph, hey, good luck and have a great show. Have a great show on Friday, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.